We're on Connell Lake Trail. It's a fairly popular trail, a little ways away from Ketchikan's Ward Lake Recreation Area. The 4+ mile round trip takes us past Connell Lake, through a muskeg, and along a small creek before ending at Talbot Lake. This is the dog hike. A group of friends that gets together on different trails each weekend, rain or shine, to take a hike with our dogs. Connell Lake Trail isn't necessarily on the chopping block. Its proximity to Ward Lake means it's in the niche and probably will continue to be maintained. Some other trails we use, though, probably won't. The Forest Service's recreation program has gotten pretty bare bones over the past few years. Seasonal crews are smaller, and the regular staff has shrunk through attrition, not replacing people when they leave a position. You may not have noticed the belt tightening yet because local districts can apply for special project funding through federal programs such as Secure Rural Schools and the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act. Those programs are not an assured source of funding, though, and the Forest Service is looking for ways to live within its means. What does that mean to the public? To start, cabins and trails won't be maintained the way they used to be. Clark Simpson is a Ketchikan Misty Fjords Recreation Program manager.
As this money has been dwindling over the last 5 years, the Tongass Leadership Team, the TLT, has been discussing what we need to do to be sustainable as a recreation program. We need to be able to function on the money that's allocated to us, and we can't. I've supported us through getting money through other sources, in essence, and we can't function like that. And this isn't unique to Ketchikan. This is across the whole region.
The solution they came up with is niches. Each ranger district has some service it provides that's unique. The districts were able to choose 3 niches each, and that's where the money will go, period. For Ketchikan's 3 niches?
We have Ward Lake, which is kind of unique. In essence, it's like essentially a city park, but it's ran by the Forest Service, you know, and it's very popular. We have flight seeing out in Misty Fjords, and we have Misty Fjords in general, which is a huge, when the tourists come to Ketchikan, a lot of them are like, I want to go flight seeing in Misty Fjords. And the other thing that was chosen was we have a bear viewing area in Hyder. I'm not sure, they're probably getting 15,000 to 20,000 to 25,000 people a year.
That leaves a whole bunch of recreation resources in the district unfunded, like cabins. If they're in Misty Fjords, then they're in the niche, but there's a bunch that aren't, such as Helm Bay, Helm Creek, Fish Creek, and Naha. In the short term, people using the cabins first will notice the lack of firewood because Forest Service crews won't be going out there to restock the woodpile. Soon after, depending on use, visitors will notice overflowing outhouses because nobody's going out to pump them.
Then beyond that, if we don't have money to get to them, you start to develop deferred maintenance, we call it. So, you know, the roof leaks, but we haven't gotten around to fixing the roof leaking, and that leads to bigger problems over time. Then they'll start to talk about what we can and can't keep. So these cabins that aren't part of a niche are definitely, that's what the meeting's about.
That meeting Simpson mentioned is an open house that's coming up soon. Simpson and other Forest Service officials will present information about the budget cuts and what it means to the district in hopes of hearing ideas and suggestions from people who use the forest for recreation, such as hikers. Hiking trails within the Ward Lake niche, Ward Lake, Ward Creek, Perseverance, Salvage, and probably Connell, will be maintained. But there are popular trails outside of that niche, such as Deer Mountain and Lunch Creek.
The essence of what we do is log out and brush the trails. So if trees blow down, we cut the tree off the trail. And then they do brush in really quick in the rainforest. And so we try and get out and brush them fairly frequently. The brushing and the log out will probably be the first thing that people will notice. So you go to hike your local trail and there'll be a bunch of trees down that you have to crawl over or around.
So what can members of the public do? Simpson says first, they can let Congress know how important recreation is to them. They also can volunteer, but in a way that doesn't further tax the agency's dwindling resources.
What we'd really like is for somebody to kind of be a lead for a group, and then we just have one point of contact, and they do all the coordinating. And it would be great if we had a volunteer group that had a lot of focus and had somebody who was a real motivated coordinator and just came to us and said, hey, we've got five people that want to work on a trail for a few days. What would be a good trail that we can access and do good work on?
Those are the kinds of ideas and suggestions Simpson hopes to hear at the public meeting. He expects he'll also hear some negative comments from people who didn't realize this was coming.
And I think it is going to be a shock to the public when we just come out and say, hey, we don't have money to keep all this stuff that you've been using for a long time open, so we're looking for ideas.
And for those who are angry about the situation, Simpson says he's right there with them. Over the past 14 years, he says he's invested a lot of time and energy maintaining those cabins and trails. He doesn't want to let them go either, but
there's not much we can do about not receiving money from Congress. If the Congress chooses not to support recreation, then, you know, I don't really know what to say, right? Your congressman, you know?
In the short term, though, Simpson says people can tell the Forest Service which facilities matter the most to them and what they're willing to do to help. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.